Australia Day 2023. Thousands of people line Sydney Harbour to celebrate the beginning of modern Australia. That's when Britain's first fleet sailed into Sydney Cove in 1788. But not everyone is feeling proud, and some refuse to share in the celebration. Around the country, protesters have rallied, challenging what Australia's National Day represents. They call it Invasion Day, a time to mourn the displacement of the First Nations people.
Today is where it should be a day of mourning. It should be the recognition of the first shot that was fired and the start of the war against our people.
This is ground zero, genocide. Ground zero happened here on 26th of January, 1788. Nobody should be celebrating it.
The movement to change the date is gaining momentum.
We want to bring people together in a spirit of reconciliation. So we do want a day where it celebrates our culture and Australian history. But today is not the day to do it on.
That momentum has been acknowledged by the Prime Minister, who says Australian companies must allow employees opposed to Australia Day the right to work on this public holiday.
Today's a day that's important to celebrate who we are, but also to recognise the changing nature of Australia.
This year, Australians will vote in a referendum to decide if the country's constitution should be changed to acknowledge the First Nations people. If successful, it won't only just be acknowledgement, it'll also give the Indigenous community a greater say in the national policy-making process.
Not everyone wants to change the date. Conservative opposition leader Peter Dutton is among those defending Australia Day. He argues the country should celebrate its mix of Indigenous, British and multicultural histories. Debate about increasing recognition of Indigenous Australians will go well beyond Australia Day, the proposal enshrining what's being an Indigenous voice in the Constitution being put to a referendum later this year. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane.